Cass and Bodge.
Live from the top of North Brother Mountain. Hi, Cass.
Cass and Bodge are live. We've had a few technical issues, so they're here over the phone. Good morning, Cass and Bodge.
Hey, what's going on? Okay, Money,
we're here.
You're there? You're alive? You've made it?
Well, we're currently alive. We wanted to see a sunrise, but the clouds are on the horizon. They're kind of blocking our view, pal.
It looks like Voldemort or Darth Vader's coming up. We don't know.
What I want to know is how cold is it?
Well, we haven't ventured outside yet. We've got the seat warmers on. We've got the heater on full blast.
We've got your bum's hot, isn't it?
It's nice and toasty.
Can I tell you, there's frost and dew everywhere, and the sunrise is kind of coming up, but the technical difficulties, Caleb, I'm going to put it down to the cold weather.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I'd blame the cold weather too. It is freezing, so I'm glad I'm in the studio keeping warm.
All right, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you should just be grateful that we asked you to play a part in today's Cass's last show.
Well, thank you, but I'd much rather be in bed.
Yeah, well, you know. It's almost like you didn't have a choice.
I feel really, really special right now. You guys know.
Technically, we're in a national park, Cass.
Yeah.
Dooragon National Park, the top of North Brother Mountain.
Yeah.
And it is starting to get a little bit lighter. The ocean does look, it looks beautiful, actually.
It looks like the ocean is, like, the same as the clouds.
Yeah, it sort of, you're right.
It's merging
right.
In.
If you've ever watched Bob Ross on Netflix, when he paints, he merges it just like that. It's you can't tell where one starts and one finishes.
Well, Bodge, I know we're sitting in the car right now and we're feeling, like, warmer than outside, but we've got a pretty big show to get through.
Yeah, this is true.
All right, well, let's hope we can do it.
Actually, we've just had a message from the big boss, right?
Yeah.
He just said, have fun with the last show.
Dot. Well.
There you go.
Oh, look, Bodge, let's get into some tunes, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon. Caleb, what have we got coming up?
We got Old Town Road to kick off the morning. Lil Nas and Billy Ray Cyrus.
All right,
happy about it.
Cool. Nice. Yeah, chuck that on. Go on. Hit FM this morning.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cass and Bodge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Hit FM this morning, Cass and Bodge live from Dorrigong National Park, the top of North Brother Mountain. You guys there?
It's Dooragon, mate.
Who's right here?
Come on. It's the National Park. It's top of North Brother Mountain. The sun's kind of come up, but the clouds are in the way. And
it's looking beautiful, though.
Well, no, the clouds have ruined your last shot.
You're ruining it. Don't say that.
How do you feel about that?
I feel good about it, to be honest. Like, it kind of looks like fire out there.
No, don't say that. That's going to freak people out.
No.
Let's talk about your poor performance last night in multi-sport.
Let's not. Let's talk about your performance. Look, last night we played indoor soccer.
Normally on a Friday morning we do recap our poor performance and how we find new and creative ways to lose.
Caleb, Adam, Bodge and I, who do you reckon is a better soccer player?
Well, you played it for ages, didn't you, Cass?
It doesn't mean she was any good.
Okay. I was defending, I was attacking. Like, I don't want to toot my own horn, I know it's my last day, but Bodger, you did not come back and defend at all.
I don't need to defend.
We were losing. Everyone needs to defend.
No, see, because you and Christy, because you're quite small, right, you've got this thing where, I'll try and describe it as best I can. When you've got a child that's trying to reach for a high shelf, and they jump and they just can't reach it, when they're kicking the ball, even though the ball's right there, that's how they look when they kick it. Like it's,
what are you even saying?
Like it's just out of reach, even if it's not.
No, that is not how it happened.
Even Christy's partner Michael said that was accurate.
But Michael? You don't have a Michael.
Yeah, but, you know, we carried the team. You know how it is.
You and Michael.
We carried the team.
Oh, my God. Caleb, I wish I videoed the whole game, then you could see what the actual truth was. Look, we lost. It was getting a little bit hectic. Like, I don't know if it was the last game for me and there was a lot of pressure. I don't know what it was, Bodge, but you and I, well, we were talking about it on the way here. I was actually really frustrated. I didn't end on a great note.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that you did end on a great note because the real battle came after the game. I said, you can't leave the Mid-North Coast unless you can score against me. And then obviously I had to let a couple through.
So Caleb, he says let a couple through, right? And everyone can see for themselves on our Instagram that I kicked them fair and square and Bodge, you pooed your pants.
Why do you think I got it recorded?
What do you
Why
mean?
Why do you think I asked for it to be recorded? It was done on purpose.
So this is tactical, you're saying?
You were always going to win.
But you let goals in left, right and centre, and there was no different. Oh, my goodness. All right, look, our multi-sport recap, we lost...
5-2.
It was 3-0.
No, it was 5... No, it was 5-2.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, Josh kicked one. I think... Who kicked the other one?
Me.
I can't remember who kicked the other one.
I kicked it.
I don't think it really matters.
I got it.
We lost.
I'm goal scorer.
You kept trying to do tricky stuff. You're watching Tim...
Fudge! Oh! Okay, you are killing me here.
Too much Pelé. Right, I think we're done with multis.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
Fake news.
With Lee Jolo.
Lee Jolo is in the studio. Cass and Bodger on the line. It's time for fake news.
Good morning, Lee. We can't see you physically, but we feel the fake news and we can tell the difference between the real and fake. Let's hope.
Oh, let's see. How's it going, guys?
It's cold and my nips are like little icicles.
Oh, and rough life.
I know. It's rough. It's a rough life up here. No, well, we're looking out at a beautiful view at the top of North Brother Mountain. It is actually sunny.
Yeah, the you've got to say Dorrigan National Reserve or whatever they told
us.
We have to call it that,
that's
apparently.
Your job.
Oh, I don't know. But it's beautiful. Everyone knows it. Beautiful place. And the sun, it's still behind the clouds, but...
kind of cool.
Yeah, have I got bad breath? Be honest with me.
Well, can't you? I have a blocked nose and I'm stressed that I've been breathing that in this whole morning.
Yeah, well, I think...
Oh, my God.
We're using a phone microphone at the moment. We'll get into that later. Lee, you've got three stories, and two of them are going to be real. One of them's fake. Our job is to try and pick the fake news. Please do take it away.
Okay, this is worth 5 points, by the way. If Cass gets this right and Bodge gets it wrong, she wins. Just going to throw that out there.
Lee, you don't get to change the rules.
It's his thing.
My segment... My rules.
Exactly. You take the bull by the horn.
Okay. A South Carolina woman who was caught driving under the influence has not been charged with driving under the influence. The reason, she was driving an electric toy truck. Police say she was spotted cruising down the road after a caller reported a suspicious person was on the street. Interesting. Mm. Interesting. A man has come up with the perfect way to propose to his wife in the UK. He popped the question by sticking a beautiful diamond engagement ring in the top of a Big Mac. It's prompted a barrage of comments online, some calling it a McNightmare, others asking if she agreed to McMarry him. The answer was McYes. And a shocking new study has shown the doorbell industry is on the way out. According to a spokesperson from Doorbells International, they've seen a 600% decrease in sales over the past 5 years. The spokesperson is putting it down to millennials. Research showing 8 out of every 10 people below the age of 28 text "I'm here" instead of ringing the doorbell.
All right, what is this fake news this morning?
It's a bit different,
okay,
isn't it?
I forgot the first one. What's the first one?
Wasn't it the drunk lady that drives the toy car?
Oh, yeah, she was driving under the influence. Okay, and then there's the Big Mac one.
Yeah.
And then there's the woman. Oh, no, then there's the doorbell.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, okay.
Let's do it. All right. Count us down, Lee.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
A.
C.
You went different after I said it.
What did you say? I said C.
Okay.
Oh,
I said
I thought
it was
going to say C.
Okay, very good.
Oh, geez. Well, how about this?
Lee.
Yeah, mate.
America on the wall, who is the greatest at this game of all?
Look.
I know it's hard, isn't it? Because it's their last show.
What is it, Lee?
You just know I'm so good
is
at this
me?
Game. Sometimes you don't get the fairy tale.
Shut up, bud. Shut up, Lee. Did I lose?
The fake news story. Is C.
Right, you can go back to Brisbane now, can't you?
Oh, no.
Five points.
Wait, you know what? I thought that we were going to change this segment. Oh. Like, I thought... Wait, doesn't the loser get 5 points?
I'm sporting one. I'm that excited.
Yuck! Oh, my God, I'm getting out of the car. Bye, Lee. See you never.
All right, on that sour note for a Bodge there. That was fake news. Unfortunately, for Cass's sake, Bodge has won again.
Listen. Cass and Bodge.
Live from the top of North Brother Mountain. Bye, Cass.
Caleb, did you make that yourself?
Caleb, what a lovely parting gift.
I told you I was making that.
I didn't know he'd done that.
You.
Oh, that's nice, mate.
Thank you.
It's a nice little touch. And, of course,
it's meaningful.
We have got Caleb back in the studio. He's been part of the family since Cass wandered into the studio a day early, August the 1st.
I was very excited.
Burst in onto the scene, kicking Caleb out of his chair. How do you feel about that now, nearly a year on?
Politely, Caleb.
Not going to lie, I'm still a little cut by it. Still a bit upset.
Still a bit salty.
It's okay. I still think that she made the right call. Christy's here with us as well. She's laying out the blankets and stuff just so that we don't...
Christy's got balloons. She's got blankets.
Yeah, we don't want to be too cold.
You look like you're shivering.
You're giving me a good rub there. That's nice.
Oh, guys, come on now.
And no, she is. She's rubbing my arm. Now, Cass, obviously, if you've been living under a rock, it is Cass's last show today, which is why we're finishing it on the highest of highs, the top of North Brother Mountain, ergo... was it Dorrigan National Reserve Park?
Very accurate.
Right?
Just Dorrigan National Park. Right.
Yeah, well, I'm trying
you
to give
add
it,
the reserve.
I'm trying to give all the proper respect to
it's
it.
It's okay. As long as you just keep saying North Brother Lookout, that's exactly where we are.
Look, all right, but no, oh, okay.
If you haven't been to North Brother, you've got to come up and check it out. Like, it is actually going off right now. The sunrise is turning it on.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that because a friend of mine yesterday was telling me that she's lived in on the mid-north coast her whole life, not too far from the Camden Haven, and she's never been to the top. And I'm like, well, you know, you can drive it. And she's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, you can drive it.
She didn't know that bit.
No, she didn't know that bit. I made sure that that was an option before I came here.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. Well, I said for the show this morning, what would have been quite a bright idea, smart, nifty, witty, is if I started the show on the highest of highs and you came and met me by walking up the mountain.
Well, Christy,
just a fun idea.
Christy and I thought it'd be nice to push you off the mountain.
But Christy, don't bring Christy because she's cute.
I wanted you to walk up the mountain this morning, Bodge. Well, you wouldn't have a bar of it.
Me
no.
too.
And I threatened, I said, well, I just won't come in. Cass can do the show herself.
And I said, you...
It would be way funner with just the two of us.
Yeah.
You know what, actually? We're outside and we're feeling the morning breeze. And just a second, Bodge was like, oh, you know what? It's actually too cold.
Now, you used to have a fear of birds. If you turn around right now, there is a great...
coming at us.
There's a great big gobbly turkey. Can you... All right, steady on. All right, let's get into us. Overcome her fear of birds once again.
I'm not looking at that, touching
There's
that.
A turkey. No, just
look
go
at
and
it,
say
look
hello.
At its, like,
you don't have to touch him or anything. Just let him have his space. Just go and say hello. All right, well, look, it's a nice, brisk morning. Come and say hello if you're in the area, if you can be bothered driving all the way up. It's Cass's last show.
There's
Cass
bush
and
turkeys.
Bodge. Yeah, for half
I don't know
Port
if
Macquarie.
Come.
All right, mate. Jeepers. We'll be back in a sec.
Mine are, like, inverted. Listen.
Cass and Bodge. Live from the top of North Brother Mountain. Bye, Cass.
I love it every time, Caleb. Every time it gets me. Good morning. Top of the morning. I'm feeling
literally
good.
The top of the morning.
We are on the highest of highs. We're ending my last show on the top of North Brother Mountain. And we have got a handful of people up here, if
no,
I could say.
How big is your hand? We've got lots of friends here this morning.
Well,
this
I'm
is
just
nice.
Saying, like, no.
Look, it's your last show.
It's like a mosh pit.
It's your last show, and we're doing it from the top here at North Brother. And when we got here this morning, it was black. It was dark. You put the locks on and you're like...
I was actually scared a bit.
Oh, we don't get attacked. I'm like, who's going to come all the way up the top?
Hang on, I have to be honest as well. I did the same thing
did
as
you?
I was driving up the mountain because I thought I'd beat you guys here. And I went, oh.
And for once, we beat Christy.
Christy was late. Actually, Christy, just to drop her in it, she brought the broadcasting gear that hadn't been charged overnight.
Oh, no.
No.
Hold on, let her have her voice.
No, she's had her voice. This is
put
my voice now.
Down.
I love that you are trying to make out that I did something completely wrong when that wasn't the case. I actually did charge it. It worked yesterday for some reason. It didn't work this morning.
It's funny because...
Hold on, Bodge. Who wants to wake up to this? Stop it.
I know. You're the arguing. I'm just telling a story. It's recounting.
You're
did
not.
You ever do that
it's
at school?
Like, no,
where the teacher said, we're going to do recounts today. You just write down something that happened. The machinery didn't turn on. Because of the battery power.
Okay, I love...
So it doesn't matter.
I love the sound of your drama llama in the morning.
No, it's all
good. Am I
going to
miss it?
Hey.
I probably won't miss this aspect. Seriously, I won't miss that. Come on.
Okay, well, what do you want to talk about then?
I want to talk about the fact that Mel is my AFL coach. She's up here right now. She told us just a second ago off air that she was proposed to up here. So I want to get a reenactment.
Reenactment.
Yeah?
There's not that much dew on the floor. knees can get wet.
Well, I think it might happen. We'll go to a song. We'll come back. We'll see if we can do it.
Yeah, I reckon we go to a song. You're absolutely right. Give him time to pep himself
get
up.
Get ready, you know. It's emotional.
Right. So, Hit FM this morning, Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie, live from the top of North Brother Mountain. Come say hello.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cass and Bodge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast here.
I'm gonna marry them.
Hit FM this morning, Cass and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie, and Cass is already Googling how to get a marrying license, no, even though she doesn't need to.
I'm going
to
Google the actual thing, you know, how to marry couple on mountain. Okay, that'll be fine.
Renewal.
This is a renewal.
Well, okay, so if you just missed it, please do tell us the story, Mel, of
Mel and Dave.
How you were proposed to. We don't have any romantic music. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Dave said to me one morning, we were here visiting my parents, and he said, let's go up the mountain to watch the sunrise. So I went, yeah, sure, let's go. So up we came, and it was about 5 o'clock in the morning, so I was really cranky because I don't like getting up when it's dark.
So thank you so much for coming today. You're the me of the relationship.
Yeah,
then.
Quite possibly. And so we came up, and I think we were in on this chair right here. I think we remembered. And then Dave popped the big question,
Dave.
I said yes.
All right, throw to Dave. What did you do? Did you get down on one knee, or what happened?
I don't really recall, but it was just, you know, words and a bit of love words.
Oh.
Just words is all I heard. Just words.
Just words. Okay, so did you say, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, I want to marry you, will you take my hand? I don't know.
You're a beautiful person and I love being with you.
Oh, I thought you were saying that to me and I was like, oh,
it sounds
wow.
like he's apologising now for not remembering before.
It was a lot of years ago.
How many are we going back?
Yeah.
Oh, how many are we
going back? We don't remember that. Jeepers.
Mel's like
19 years ago.
And do you remember when it was? Was it on today? 21st of June?
No. It wasn't today, but it was a bit like today. It was a bit windy and a little bit chilly.
Yeah. Okay, well, can I ask you guys something? Would you quickly renew your vows for me?
Oh, come on, Cass.
Okay. Dearly beloved. Okay, I'm not kidding. Watch, be the ring boy.
All right.
Dearly beloved. Oh my God, Cambridge, come up! Okay, let's all get it together. Best man, Izzy.
We don't have
bridesmaids. Oh my God, we have flowers.
In lieu of a ring, I found a cigarette butt that you can hand over.
Oh, gross! But
you want to give
her? Oh my God!
Well, what else can I?
He's got an actual ring.
Oh yeah, just give her your ring.
Oh God, I'm so nervous. I've
just
never done
her,
this.
Just give her your ring.
Belle's crying of laughter. Right. Okay. Yep.
Go, Cass. You are.
I'm so nervous. I got sweaty pits again. Okay. Dearly beloved. We are gathered here today for holy matrimony in this sacred union. Exchange vows. Mel, could you say what you love about Dave?
He always cooks when I need him to. And I love him. He's an awesome man and he's a great dad to our kids and he always looks after me.
Oh my goodness, I'm going to cry. Dave. Throw to Dave. Dave, would you please say your vows?
I love Mel dearly. She's a beautiful woman and she works hard for everybody in our family,
literally,
including the children that come in from time to time. So, yeah.
Oh, from time to time. All right, beautiful. All right, Mel, do you take this man to be your husband?
I do.
Again, Dave.
You've got an opportunity now to pull out, mate.
Dave, do you take this woman to be your wife?
I do.
They do.
Cass, you've got to ask if anyone's got an objection.
Oh, okay. Does anybody have an objection? 3, 2.
No.
Cambridge, you have something to say? Okay.
Wow.
Girls, is it okay if they get married? Again? Oh, my God, they're saying no. Their kids are saying no.
Okay.
All right, I now pronounce... Oh, God, that was my moment. I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss on the cheek.
No, that.
Yay! Oh, come on. Oh, my God! Oh my God, wow, this is so beautiful.
Da, 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 da,
da, da, etc. Oh my God, I feel like I'm adopted now.
Right, we can't reenact the honeymoon, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, that would be too much for Breakfast Radio.
Yeah, that's okay.
We'll come back and we'll see who else we can marry.
Yeah, we'll see if the marriage is, the second marriage has lasted. We need to have a third one or not.
Congratulations.
Hit FM's 5 in 10 for Newtons. The only name for shutters, blinds and awnings. Yeah, let's go, go.
Okay, Cass, your very last 5 in 10.
Let's do it. I'm very pumped.
Yeah, I know you're pumped, mate. We've got Sarah from Port Macquarie on the line with us. Sarah, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hello, hey. Sarah. All right, how are you feeling? It's my last day, and I'm going to give you a question. Do you reckon it's going to be an easy one?
Oh, look, I hope so, Cass. Come on.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question, Sarah? What nationality are you?
I'm a mixed breed.
Oh, okay, good.
It's a bit of a personal like question, mate.
So I'm Italian, it. French, little bit of...
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember the other one.
Okay. All right, you know different cultures. Okay, this is a good thing. Okay, Sarah, you got 10 seconds, and we need 5 correct answers. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Sarah, can you please name for Bodge and I any 5 Greek words in Greek? Go.
Cass, I don't know. I don't know any.
Yassou, say Yassou.
Yassou.
Well, Jay. Yeah.
Perfect. Did I say that?
It's one.
Oh, my God. Okay, also, in our Everyday Euro segment, I usually teach, not that you can obviously hear that every week, but I teach Bodge 1 or 2 Greek words every time.
No, I haven't retained any of that knowledge.
Surely.
None.
Poor Sarah. I'm sorry, Sarah. I'll teach you a couple. Okay. Yasu is hello and goodbye.
And Jason, which is actually my first name, is Yasu Nas.
Who needs to know that one?
No, well, my mum.
My mum. All right, also, excuse me, is Signomi. Boobs is Vizia.
Boobs.
Yes.
Wow.
It's a good one. And small goat is Katsika.
Small goat.
Yeah, it's my favourite.
Small goat.
It's like saying girlfriend. It's like, hey, Katsika.
I don't think calling someone a small goat means the same as calling someone girlfriend.
We have a girl group called the Katsika Club.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about this. I'm sorry we couldn't give you the money today.
Oh, Sarah.
The good news is that I'm the only one here on Monday, so the questions will be super easy.
Okay, I'll try.
Sarah, you might have to call back on Monday.
We hope. All right.
Thanks so much for your call, Sarah. Have a good Friday.
That was the 5 in 10, thanks to Newton's. The only name for shutters, blinds and awnings, Cass.
230 up for Monday for you.
Yeah, that was your last one. How do you feel?
Yassel.
Okay, well, there we go. Hit FM. Cass and Bodge live from the top of North Brother Mountain. Come see us.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cass and Bodge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.
Now, Cass.
Top of the morning, everybody.
In just a sec, because it's your last show, obviously.
Yes.
We're going to be asking you some questions, putting things to you.
When you say we...
Well, you will be getting questioned from myself, from Caleb. I dare say Christy's got a nugget or
she's
two
local.
In there. Have you got a nug in there, Christy?
Oh, I sure do.
She's got a couple in the chamber.
You are squatting. Right. It's getting a bit awkward now.
Okay.
All right.
So up next, we'll be seeing just how far you've come and how much you do know about the Mid-North Coast since you've been living here.
Please be with me.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're at the top of North Brother Mountain, overlooking the beautiful Camden Haven.
I reckon one of the best views in the Mid-North Coast.
It probably the best view.
Yeah.
Because if you go to Middle Brother Mountain, you can't see anything.
We tried to go there, we couldn't.
Yeah,
too much.
That's okay. Do you know, also I haven't got any official figures, but I think this might be the highest broadcast
in Australia,
not the world.
World? Because should we just say world?
No, because the world was the in Chicago, the tower.
Willis Tower. That cracked. Well, I want to be up there.
And actually, that's only another 50 metres up. So if we got a cherry picker, we could probably beat
Hoist me up there. Why don't you organise that?
Well, I tried, but apparently we weren't allowed to.
Well, we can't bring dogs up here, then you can't have a cherry picker.
So I dare say this would be the highest in Australia.
We're doing a world record.
Well,
an Australian record.
That's pretty good.
This is a new record.
Well, it's your last show.
Yeah.
Finishing on a high. We were going to send you off paragliding, but the winds... Huh? Are not,
who's we?
Fantastic. Well, we were going to send you off paragliding.
Where do you go off? Just that little drop off?
Yeah, straight into the water. Actually, if the winds were right, you could have gone just straight to Brisbane.
Were you going
to
come with me?
No. Don't like heights.
I know.
All right, we're going to play a song. We'll come back in a sec, and then we'll see how you've come.
All right, let's do this quiz.
All right, nice one. Hit FM this morning. Cass and Bodge, Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Listen.
Cass and Bodge.
Live from the top of North Brother Mountain. Bye, Cass.
Oh.
Hi, Caleb.
Oh. It's really sad. He's done this on purpose.
Yeah.
It's emotional manipulation to keep you here on the Mid-North Coast. Caleb's back in the studio at the moment. Caleb, how hard was it making that little opener for Cass?
It was pretty hard. That was like.
Did you cry?
Yes, I did. That was the third take. I had to try and will myself to stop crying.
When I told Caleb to check his emails because our boss had sent round the notification that you were going.
Yes.
I saw his face when he opened it.
What was it like?
He literally, you know that thing that people do where their eyebrows go
moon.
They go sad, they don't understand.
Like saggy.
No, he didn't understand what was going on.
I was
like
distraught.
Sad puppy dog eyes.
It was like when you get told your parents are splitting up. And you don't know how to feel.
There's kids in the car.
It happens.
Oh.
It happens. But no, he was very emotional.
Okay,
as
thanks
well
for
we
getting
all.
Emotional.
And then obviously you cried yesterday when you were doing your little speech. But we want to see how far
you
come.
Why are you trying to out me?
Just know. It's a beautiful day. Look, we're going to ask you some questions now because when you started on the 1st of August last year,
mm-hmm.
I remember the exact day.
Cute.
And you kicked Caleb out of the chair.
Rude.
Poor thing.
Well, yeah, poor thing. Yeah, rude.
Okay, Caleb.
We got some questions.
Right,
Christy, myself and Caleb have got questions for you.
You guys are the question masters.
How much you have learned since coming to the Mid-North Coast.
All right, we'll start.
Caleb, go first.
All right, Cassandra, are you ready?
Go.
Name a town, it's in the north, that starts with M.
Maxville.
Yep, you got that one right. You're away.
Oh my God, I got one.
All right, I got one. What's the name of the river that runs right through the heart of Kempsey?
The Maclay River?
Yeah.
Is that not it? Oh.
And what are the name of the trees that I like to go?
Jacarandas.
There we go.
On fire.
It's my favourite thing about it, actually. Yeah, she's pretty good.
What's the town famous for timber?
Oh, no, my dad is going to kill me.
Oh, because he's a timber mill guy,
isn't he? My dad, yeah, okay. Oh, my God, he's a lumberjack. Okay, hold on.
Wait, they've got great pies as well. That same place has got great pies. Iconic pies.
Give
you a hint.
Give me a hint.
No, don't give her a hint. You've already given her a hint by saying
Timbertown.
Well, what's the hint?
What? That's the hint.
Is it Timbertown? Fair enough.
Yeah, what's the name of it, though?
What's the town?
Guys, Tari.
Oh.
Forster.
What? It's Forster.
What's the other place that people often pronounce wrong?
Cat-eye.
Oh, yeah, but it's
no. Woodchuck.
Oh, wow.
Woodchop, it's
not. You shouldn't have got it because it sounds like Woodchop.
Is that famous for timber?
Yes.
Timbertown. Yeah, we're still connected, Cass. It's all good. Hey, Chrissy, have you got any more?
Chrissy, I didn't like yours. Go again.
All right. What's the town with the big axe?
Oh.
I don't know.
She's smiling like she knows.
No,
it.
I don't. Can I phone
don't
a friend?
Don't whisper it to her.
Does anyone know any of the people? Okay, come on up.
It's near here. That's why they point.
Oh, you're pointing.
Like just over there.
She doesn't know.
Why are you signing, Mark? What does that mean?
Nah.
Stop phoning a friend, Kat.
Focus. What town's there? Laurieton.
Q.
Q. Right,
can I give you
come
one
on, mate.
More?
Come
Where's
on.
The big banana?
That's not even us. That's Coffs.
That's the Mid-North Coast.
That's Coffs.
Really? Oh, well, that's us.
You gave away the damn thing.
I like she doesn't know where the big banana is.
I got a photo and a selfie there.
All right. Okay. Did you?
Yeah, it was a hot one.
Oh, I didn't go there. Okay. Okay. So where we are right now is North Brother Mountain. How many Brother Mountains are there?
Three.
Which, what are they called?
Young Baby Brother, Middle Brother, and North Brother. South Brother? Surely I got one.
I don't even know what the thing
Hang on.
Are,
there's a Middle Brother. What's the other one called?
Is it Little Brother? I don't know.
We've got a ranger.
Okay, Vicky, what is it?
Actually, Vicky, would you like to come over?
Vicky says
sure?
No. She is serious.
We've all bumped out here.
Hey, wait, what's it called, Vicky?
What have you got?
We've got North Brother,
Middle Brother.
And it's Little Brother.
Yeah. South Brother.
I said Younger Brother, which is obviously South because it's short.
All three of us suck.
The text messages are flowing
through. You know what I love, Bodge? You are not getting text right now, are you?
Yeah, I am.
What actually I love is that you guys don't even know the answers to your own questions. Caleb, have you got any others?
No, I'm all out.
Oh, okay. Right,
I have one more. Let's see how much you've been paying attention to Bodge, Cass. Where on the Mid-North Coast is Bodge's favourite place?
Oh.
Well, it depends if he's lied to me or not.
I don't lie about this.
What area is his favourite?
Well, he tells me that Warhope's his favourite town.
Close.
What? Oh, you like the jacarandas there?
No, that's Kempsey. No, that's not my favourite place.
The pie shop?
Comboyne.
I
love Comboyne. I love going out there because there's no people.
Is there, what food?
Oh, there's a bit, but there's not much. But it's
what
also
food
really,
out there is the one that you like?
Oh, no, there is a shop there.
Here we go.
And they have massive pies.
And well, I said the pie shop.
One of the blokes that works there brought us in some of those massive pies as well. All right. For the life of me, I can't remember what it's called, but it's the best. Go there.
Okay.
Do you think Bodge would know what your
One sec. Are you guys going?
I don't know, actually.
Come say hello.
Oh, we just had some new friends.
Yeah, that's right. Caleb, can you play some ads or a song? We're going to say hello to some kids that have rocked up before they go to school.
Okay, Bod, all right.
Yeah. Did I just break the fourth wall? I don't think you meant to tell people like what's going on in the background. That's okay.
Okay. Caleb, I'm very confused over here. My mind was like a fog, and now it's okay because I finally got these questions. But look, we're going to say hi to some kids because they drove all the way up here. And also, one guy walked up we just saw.
No. Christy. It was his birthday last week, too.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Happy birthday to the very fit man who just walked up the mountain. Seriously. All right, look, we'll come back very shortly. We are live at the top of North Brother Mountain. It's my last show, and I guess I'm solo because
he's already upset. He's walked away.
He's had a little moment. All right, we'll be back soon. We're on Hit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Cass and Budge.
All right. Top of North Brother Mountain, rounding off the show on the highest of highs for Cassandra Katsoulis.
Crying some tears.
That's right.
Floods of water.
I know, mate.
Guys, this is it.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you here.
Oh, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be on the airwaves and having to wake up with everybody. Hopefully we're not too annoying in the mornings, Bodge, but I mean, it has been a pleasure to wake up every morning here.
Well, we know who the happier of the two of us is.
Christy.
No, and you know, for every unit of my grumpiness, you've been able to match it at least with a unit of happiness. And just on the down low, around the office, it's not going to be the same.
On the down low.
Ask Christy right now.
No, it will not be. You are a little ray of sunshine, Cass. And I don't know how each and every day your smile can get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you make our smiles a whole lot bigger. And I know she's going to tear up now.
Hi,
and don't do it to me. But
I hated it. Her
girl,
chirpy
and we're
happiness.
So sad that you're leaving us.
I love when Christy cries. I'm going to try and cry on cue so Christy cries.
So you're the one that's crying.
No. At first I was like, she's too happy. Get rid of her. And they're like, no, you need this.
Yes, I think they were right.
Guys, truly. And for the little...
This is for you, Cass.
Zorba.
Yeah.
Yassel. All right. I like this. Look, on a serious note, my favourite part is having... and being able to chat with the listeners that have called up every day. That is truly... like you, yeah, you're all right. But like my favourite part is being able to chat to the listeners.
I know, mate. Hey, you are going back... for, you know, personal reasons, and we'll miss you here. But
I will be back. I'll come back.
Yeah, people always say that.
Yeah, I don't even say that. People say that. But I'm serious.
Right, well, if you don't, we'll come and visit.
Please come back.
Maybe we'll do a road trip and do the show.
A Hit FM road trip. All right. My dog LeBron will be there because I will not part with him.
What's been your favourite memory?
Oh, God. Well, see, I loved it right now. Today feels really, really nice. Like, being up here, honestly, this is... You know when you said before, Christy, what's your favourite part of the Mid-North Coast? It is this mountain. I've come up here with my mum and auntie, with friends. I've died coming up that hill and gone back again. And it has been really, really nice. Yeah, literally walking up the hill. And also, Bodge, my favourite part, if you had to ask, would be going out. Do you remember when we went out to those schools and we read books? And
yeah.
I won?
You read out the day my bum went psycho.
And it did.
Yeah, and they loved it.
And I did. That was probably one of my favourite moments.
Oh, mate. Do you know what? We'll see you at the Commercial Radio Awards.
Oh!
If we don't get nominated, I'll be very surprised, mate. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
No, look, can I quickly thank the listeners?
Do whatever you want.
Okay. I want to quickly thank the listeners for welcoming me, a foreigner, with open arms. It has been an absolute pleasure and privilege. Should I drop the mic?
Just drop it. Go.
Welcome
mic drop. Love you, buddy.
Love you, guys.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with
Cass and Budge.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
On the Mid-North Coast Hit.